The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi and good evening, everybody. From the Woodhull Raceway in Woodhull, New York, we welcome you to our special coverage of their midweek show. Tonight's the 358 Modifieds open competition here at the High Banks of Woodhull. Along with Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Pleasure to be with you. We are right now dodging thunderstorms, numerous cumulonimbus clouds all around the racetrack, but the only water, Steve, on the racetrack is what they've been putting on, as it's been a hot and windy afternoon here in the Southern Tier.
Hot and windy, probably enough that it might dry it out just a tad, but we'll find out a little later on tonight. I did talk with a friend of mine just about 5 or 10 minutes ago. He was in Corning, which is about 20 miles away, and he said he was going through a regular gully washer there. But as Dwayne said, they can keep it. We don't need it here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The area definitely needs it, but not on a night like tonight. It's a beautiful night, and again, it's the second and final midweek show of the 2010 season here. Something promoter Vern Watson started. We were with them doing a couple of the Triple 15s. We did the Triple 15s last month. Three different winners and three different races last time around.
It was a real good show. I always love that Triple 15s because it's nothing but a dash for cash is all it is. But tonight they're going to do a full 25 laps. Top 12 will redraw after the heats. And hopefully some outsiders come in. I'm afraid that the weather's probably going to put the kibosh to that. But we'll wait and see.
Well, taking a look at the current point standings, Billy Van Pelt on top by 70 markers over Ray Bliss Jr. Frank Dunning is third, Kevin Chilson fourth, and Kenny Peoples Jr. is fifth. Ron White is sixth, Dale Welty seventh, Stacy Jackson eighth, Dave DuBois ninth, and Brian Doolittle rounds out the top 10. And Mike Bills back on July the 17th, picking up the win here in the 358 Modified competition.
What I notice about that top 10 is three of the top four are out of the same stable.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Kevin Chilson, Frank Dunning, and Billy Van Pelt. And good to see Zeke, Ray Bliss, getting a win not that long ago.
Ray's, I think he has two wins over here now this season.
Yes, he does. Second win coming on July the 10th. So,
I love seeing different winners. Maybe tonight we'll see somebody different yet.
Yeah, you'd never know. I mean, look at when we were here for the Triple 15s in that first feature, we saw smoke coming out of Billy Van Pelt's car. The engine was cooked.
Yep. Billy hasn't had a typical Billy year this year. I don't know whether he slacked off or the rest caught up. I'd rather think that the rest caught up.
That could be a possibility. It's something I'd like to find out because even in the ROC, where he is chasing points there, he's tied for 48th.
He's missed a few shows there, though, mm-hmm. to give him credit there.
Right.
They didn't have the big block done. In fact, I don't know if he is running the big block yet. He might still be running the small block in the ROC.
And, of course, last year he finished 10th overall in the final ROC point standings. Well, we're looking for a great night of racing action. As Steve mentioned, 25-lap feature event coming up for you in a little while. And with it being a weeknight, family still out and about, and a lot of people still working, they're going to push the show along. So it's going to be a bang, bang, bang show here for us tonight. So we're going to go from our heats to our consi right into tonight's 25-lap feature event. We're going to take a break and come back with a special guest. You're listening to 358 Modified Action from the Woodhull Raceway here in Woodhull, New York on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
And we are back here at the Woodhull Raceway, along with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood, joined now by the voice of the Woodhull Raceway, Kenny Shupp. Kenny, always a pleasure to talk with you. And I just learned something I didn't know. In the 13 years
that you and Steve did the racing show. You guys never interviewed each other, so we have a first for our fans tonight.
And you know what, Sean? We discussed that very topic a number of times, and we always figured we'd use it as an ace in the hole if we ever got into a situation on a broadcast day where somebody backed out at the last minute or we ran out of things to talk about, that we would always interview each other. And, well, you're kind of half right. I believe Steve interviewed me the very last night I did a broadcast when I retired.
Yes, yep.
We talked a little bit about my career and stuff in racing. But, no, you're pretty much correct on that. Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about Woodhull this year, and I guess the big name of the year has been Mother Nature. It's not been too kind to Ted White in his first full season, but at other times I've heard some other promoters are wishing they had a few rainouts. Bring the fans up to date as to how the season has gone so far.
Aside from the weather, it's been a great year. I think Ted and Brandy have to be very pleased with what's going on around here. All their hard work is coming to fruition. There's been a lot of off-season and on-season improvements here at the facility, but the one thing that they don't have any control over is the weather. And unfortunately, the rain seems to follow us around wherever we go. We had a midweek show back in June. It rained all around the area that day. It just killed the crowd that night, and it probably hurt our car count. Once again today, we've had scattered showers all around the area. Saturdays have been a nightmare. We've only had maybe 3 to 4 Saturdays out of maybe 14 or 15 shows that we've run this year that have been where we weren't looking at, you know, the weather radar all night long to see where the next shower was going to come from. So it's been kind of a nightmare. But Ted's got a philosophy. He says he will not be outdone by Mother Nature. So he digs his heels in. And we've been fortunate. We've gotten basically every one of our shows in. We've never had a complete washout.
That was going to be my question. Yeah. With all the weather problems you've had, you haven't lost a show yet.
No, we have not, Steve. You're absolutely right. But, boy, we've played catch-up a lot. And I don't mean Heinz 57 catch-up either. We've been making up features. It seems like we just get caught up from one round of rainouts, and then we can just take a sigh of relief, and then we're right back into another round. But hopefully we're going to turn the corner here in a week or so, and we'll be good to go.
Tonight's always one of the good shows, the midweek shows. Vern started it years ago, like we talked about earlier. But what's coming up in the future? I know there's a couple big shows, really big shows coming up that we will be here doing another webcast for.
Steve, good point. We're really top heavy coming up here. Next week it's just a regular show, which will be brought to you by Sword Out Recycling. Then in 2 weeks when you guys will be back, the Dirt Track Channel will be covering the Open 360 410 Sprint Car Show, plus the ASCS Patriots makeup, plus it's a regular show of all of our six classes, so that's going to be a big night. Then I believe the first week in August we've got a regular show, and then we bring back the late models, the Super Late Model Reunion. I think this will be like our 20th or 21st year of that. And that's always a huge night here at the facility. But that's in addition to our regular six classes. Ted's decided not to drop anything off the card this year. He wants to take care of the people that are supporting the track, which is probably a good move on his part. Then the following week, we've got the first ever appearance of the crate late models here at the track, in addition to all of our six classes of competition. So it's going to be a full docket here over the next month or so with these touring series coming in.
How about your big end-of-the-season show? That's getting bigger every year. And have you made any changes in it for this year?
Steve, I don't know about any changes. The one thing that will be in effect is I think you will see a lot better promotion of that show. This will be, I believe, the fourth or fifth year for the Bully Hill Fall Shootout, which will be a two-night gig in early October. It's the first Friday and Saturday in October. The dates elude me right now.
But
first and second of October. A lot of the Saturday night qualifying will go on Friday night. There may be a feature, a standalone class on Friday night, and then we'll come back on Saturday night with the features and stuff. But Ted expressed to me in great detail during the off season and in the spring that he really wants to try to step up the pace on that a little bit more and try to promote it heavier. I believe it was the first or second year that the former track owner, Vern Wasson, instituted that weekend. We had a huge turnout, and then it kind of slipped away a little bit. There may have been some other shows going on that weekend that kind of took some of the cars away and stuff, but I think Ted, you will see him put his best foot forward on that weekend, I think, to try to spur that event. You got a headline sponsor there in Bully Hill. We'll have, you know, probably a half a dozen really good classes over the course of the 2 days, so that should be a huge show.
And speaking of classes, as we're talking with Kenny Shupp, the voice of Woodhull Raceway, can you touch a little bit on some of the classes this year? Who's been doing what? Who's been some of the hot shoes? And who maybe have been the surprise drivers of 2010?
course, in the 358 Modifieds, Billy Van Pelt is still the household name here. And he's having another great season. He hasn't really dominated this year like he has in past years, which I think people maybe kind of expected this year with leaving the Ted White Racing operation and going over with Kevin Chilson. The equipment's familiar, but it's a little bit different surroundings as far as crew members and possibly the chassis setup people. And he's had some nights where he's just had some bad luck. Which has kind of opened the door for some other competitors, like Frank Dunning, his teammate, has really stepped up this year, huge. Ray Bliss is having a good year, and we've had a couple of other guys, like Kenny Peoples Jr. and Mike Bill, step in there and win some features too. So it's been a lot of new faces and some familiar faces in Victory Lane. The 360 late models is still probably one of the best classes we have here, just a whole pile of different feature winners. I mean, any given night, there's 18 guys that can visit Victory Lane. There's just too many good cars, too many good racers. The one that kind of jumps out at me would be in the mini stock class is Ron Daly Jr. He's already won 10 features, and we're barely halfway through the season yet. I mean, that's double digits, which equals what Teddy Morseman Jr. did a couple of years ago and which Joe Pavelski did, I want to say, 6 or 8 years ago. So the sky's the limit for Daly. But in primarily in the other classes, you've got 4 or 5 drivers that are taking turns at the top.
One quick question, going back to the 360 late models. You know I've been a big proponent of that class. I really like that class. The night that you have the 360s and the Fast Track Crate late models both here, any chance of having a match race between the top two or three in each class?
We have discussed that, not recently, Steve. That's a good question, and that's something that we will have to look into probably within the next week or two, because that show is going to be on top of us here before we know it. It would be interesting to see how the 360 late models do stack up against the crates. The crates do have an advantage chassis-wise, I believe, because they're running more of a full-blown late model chassis, where the 360 late models are restricted a bit. With the 360s now being able to run the quick changes, there's no real advantage there. It's all power plant and chassis setup. But it would be kind of interesting, and maybe we can pursue that. Perhaps we could get a sponsor that would throw some money out there and do a quick six or something like that, you know, to see who gets the bragging rights.
That's one show that I looked at the schedule right at the beginning of the season. I says I'm going to be there for that, mm-hmm. because I really want to see how the two match up.
The crate late models, were pretty excited about it. We went to a seminar back in March, I believe, or the end of February, over at the Olean Center Mall Car Show, where Vicky Amig and Mike Leone from Mercer Raceway Park, they're pretty much the two driving forces behind that class here in the Northeast. Wanted to learn a little bit more about it, see what it's all about, and we're pretty impressed with it. And Todd Andrews of Andrews Salvage is going to come in that night and help out as far as some sponsorship, which, of course, Ted White, the owner of the facility, and Todd Andrews are very close personal friends, so that's a good fit right there. But you do have a lot of big-name late model guys running that crate class now. You know, you could see Bobby Close, you could see Todd Andrews, Dick Barton, a number of David Scott. There's a lot of heavy hitters that could show up here that night in a crate late model.
Last year's BRP champion is running in the crate late model. No, that's right. Steve Dixon.
Steve Dixon. I haven't really been following Steve that class too much this year, but I guess, you know, there's some big names in that class. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much right now, but there has been some talk about trying to put Kurt Van Pelt in a car that night. We're trying to work on a deal right now with a guy that does have a two-car operation that has acknowledged he would like to see Kurt in a car that night. I think Kurt would do a good job in that, simply because he's got a background. That's kind of where he started, was in that full fender stuff, so he would be a good fit that night. I still don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we're trying to pursue that angle.
Well, Kenny, as always, we appreciate your time, and thanks for stopping by and chatting with us, and best of luck for the rest of the season here at Woodhull.
Thanks a lot, Sean, to you and Steve. We appreciate you coming up here, and I know it's a long haul for you from Sealings Grove up here several times this year, but I know a number of our fans do enjoy your broadcast, and thanks once again for all your support here at the track, both of you.
Well, we appreciate it, and it's fine to make this haul because I enjoy coming up here on a Saturday night. Watch the high banks. Okay. All right, that's Kenny Shupp, the voice of Woodhull Raceway, along with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood. We are back with more right after this.
At Rod End Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farm equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro-sprint, mini-sprint, midget, modified, late-model sprint car, or a tractor, Rod End Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod and Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior products that will keep you in front of the field. Check out their online catalog at rodandsupply.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Remember, at Rod and Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
And we welcome you back here to the Woodhull Raceway. Sun shining, a few cumulonimbus clouds out to the north. Modified, drawing onto the track at the present time. Here's Steve with the first heat race lineup of the night.
Heat race lineup number one. 8 laps of distance, 6 cars to redraw for the redraw.
Wait, did you just say redraw?
Yes, I said it. Anyways, your lineup going off in the first row on the pole is Kenny Peoples Sr. Outside of him is last week's feature winner, Mike Bills. Second row, inside will be Joe Ginn. Outside of him, Brian Doodle. Third row, Dylan DeWert in one of his rare appearances of the year. Outside him is Lee Bills in the number 56. Fourth row inside is Billy the Kid Van Pelt. Outside of him is the number 30 of Mike Mahaney. Inside the last row is the 06 of Tim Guild. Outside is the 5W of Ronnie White.
I was going to say, I haven't seen Dylan this year much.
He just picks and chooses where he wants to go, run some special shows, and just kind of traveling a little bit.
There you go. Sun shining all the way from the entrance of turn one, off of turn two, down the backstretch, through three and off of four, the front stretch in shade. Here they come now, up to Kenny Peoples Sr. to kick the wheel. They're off at turn number four, slow start, and the green flag is out.
Didn't look like it was going to go at first, but they were side by side when the green came out. But Mike Bills right along the top side, way out in front already.
Kenny Peoples Sr. right there in second. Then it's Joe Ginn in third. They come off at turn number four to complete lap number one.
Mike Bills probably half a straightaway lead already over Kenny Peoples Sr. and Joe Ginn. Dylan DeWert working his way up. He's all the way up into fourth position already.
Passing Brian Doolittle, the only driver out. Well, I'm sorry, one of three drivers out in this heat race with the sail panels on. As here comes Billy Van Pelt to his inside. That's the battle for fifth. Six drivers will draw for the positions for the night's feature event.
Dylan DeWert way out of shape, trying to miss the three of Joe Ginn, and gets it gathered up and holds his position, which is fourth position coming off from turn four.
Three laps in the record books and almost a straightaway lead for Mike Bills over Kenny Peoples Sr. with Joe Ginn running in third, Dylan in fourth, and Billy Van Pelt in fifth. Right now, a three-car battle for sixth. It's a regular modified sandwich between two sail panels as three cars battle off to turn four for that sixth and final transfer position.
Three wide and a lot of rub rail rubbing down the front stretch, too.
That's Lee Bills right now was in the middle. He had Mike Mahaney on the inside and Brian Doolittle on the outside. A battle for second as they head out back into turn number one.
And Billy Van Pelt just had a problem coming through three and four and almost came to a complete stop, but gathered it back up and still stays in fifth position and in a draw position.
Two to go this time by for Mike Bills as the battle for second continues to rage on. And as we say that, Joe Ginn gets the run off of turn number four, and he'll take over that number two spot. Kenny Peoples sitting right there in third. Dylan DeWart in fourth, and Billy Van Pelt in fifth as the white flag comes out for race leader Mike Bills.
Unless something drastic happens, Mike Bills has got this one in the bag. Joe Ginn about a straightaway behind and about three car lengths back to Kenny Peoples Sr.
Coming off of turn number four, the red and white number six, so Mike Bills, our outside pole sitter, in for the win. Second would go to Joe Ginn. Third would be the 20 of Kenny Peoples Sr. Fourth in the line, Dylan DeWart. Fifth is Billy Van Pelt. It looks like Brian Doolittle held on for sixth.
No, I believe the 56 of Lee Bills.
Oh, I missed that one.
Got the sixth and final draw position.
All right, so in
for unofficially.
Unofficially. Oh, yeah, of course, always unofficially. So Mike Bills in for the win in a very quick nonstop heat race number one. Here's heat race number two.
Coming out of the woods over there in turn two, heat race number two. Stacy Jackson on the pole. Outside of him, the 9X of Dale Weldy. Next row, inside, coming a long distance. Races down near Mercer, down in that neck of the woods. Mark Frankhauser in the 03. Outside of him is two-time feature winner this year, Frank Dunning. Third row inside, another feature winner, Kenny Peoples Jr. in the Herbie Wright number 88. Outside of him is the lawman, Dave DuBois in the 6X. Fourth row inside, Kevin Chilson, owner of Billy Van Pelt and Frank Dunning's cars. Outside of him, Steve Hartman Sr. coming out of retirement once again. Huh. And bringing up the last row is the 22 of Ray Smith. And outside of him is Ray Bliss.
And that is heat race number two. Real quick correction here. Dunning now with three wins. He had a makeup win back on July the 10th. Seven different winners, although Billy Van Pelt has seven race wins this year, there have been seven different winners altogether. And you and I were talking about this before. Is it a combination of Billy trying to get used to a new crew and a new chassis, or has the competition started catching up to the king of Woodhull?
He's definitely not trying to get used to a new chassis, because that's the same car he drove last year.
Right. So
only different owner this year.
There you go. So Stacy Jackson coming into tonight tied with Dale Welty for seventh in the points. All the drivers who attempt to qualify in their respective divisions get 25 show-up points for tonight. Here they come off turn four. Green flag is out, and Stacy Jackson gets a great jump and leads them off down to turn number one.
I don't know if I'd let that start go, but I guess it's okay.
Beating and banging at the back of the pack as they scatter big time down the backstretch. Here we go. Three, four cars coming together off of turn number four. They're still beating and banging.
I would say six cars came together, and Kenny Peoples Jr. comes out with the short end of the stick on that deal.
And the Batmobiles, the bat is not flying too much right now on the top of the roof either.
To cause that was the six of Dave DuBois got really sideways going into three, and he checked up, and everybody just no place to go checked up behind him, and it was a roadblock right in front of everybody.
So they stacked them up off a turn at number four. So just as I said, we went through the heat race very quickly. We don't even make it through three quarters of a lap, and we have our first caution here in the modified. A reminder, Steve and I will be back here a week from Saturday. Boy, do we have a big, big night coming up.
Wow, I'm really, really looking forward to that night.
Well, you will have the ASCS Patriot Sprints 410 Sprint Car Express Challenge, plus the makeup ASCS 360 event, plus we'll be broadcasting the 358 Modifieds.
It's going to be a long night.
Yes, it will be. It'll be hopefully a great night of racing as well. That's coming up. And then the night before, Steve and I will be down at the Woodhull Raceway.
Well, we'll be at Clinton County Raceway.
Thank you. What track is this? Where am I at? What night?
This is Daytona, isn't it?
No, Talladega, the way those mini stocks. And, of course, later on tonight, we will have the Mo's Gold Clean Move of the Race. We talked about that on our last race broadcast. The Triple 15s, Billy Van Pelt, Bobby Davis, and Frank Dunning picking up wins back on the 16th of June. The mini stocks, five wide off of turn number four.
Believe it or not, that Wednesday night that we did the broadcast over here was my last time over here. I haven't been over since.
Well, you're a busy person with your column in Area Auto Racing News. High Bank Rumblings, Steve Kellogg. Delaware restart off of turn number four. Stacy Jackson points him down the front stretch, and here comes Frank Dunning up on the inside trying to take over that number two spot, and he does as they work the way off of turn number two.
Don't count out Dale Welty and Ray Bliss. Ray Bliss started dead scratch, and he's all the way up to the fourth position already.
Three sail panel drivers in this event, Welty, Bliss, and the 88 of
Kenny Peoples Jr.
Right now, battle for the lead as Frank Dunning looks to the inside of Stacy Jackson through three and four.
Stacy probably has more laps on this track because he does all the track prep for Teddy White, but they're still side by side going into one. Frank Dunning on the inside and Stacy Jackson on the outside.
Side by side, they hustle down in that number three corner here on lap number three of our eight-lap heat race. Six cars go to the draw for tonight's 25-lap feature event, and at the line, at the cross flags, Stacy Jackson by a car length over Frank Dunning.
I don't think we're going to know who wins this one until the checkered flag comes down, because they're still side by side when they set up for turn three. Off from turn four, still side by side, give the edge to Stacy Jackson at the line.
And it's not even a car length now, it's down to half a car length as they work the way off of turn number two. Dale Welty sitting in third. Ray Bliss, winner back here on July the 10th, he's in fourth. And it's Kevin Chilson in fifth. Off of turn number four, two to go this time by, still less than the car length separating Stacy Jackson from Frank Dunning.
Real race going on back for fifth, sixth, and seventh for that last draw spot between Kevin Chilson, Steve Hartman Sr., and Kenny Peoples Jr.
White flag is out, and they are almost dead even at the start-finish line. Dunning in the fluorescent black, orange, and green, number 31 on the inside. It's the white and red and white one of Stacy Jackson off of turn number four. Here they come. Checker is out. And by a car length, Stacy Jackson is in for the win. Frank Dunning second. Dale Welty third. Ray Bliss fourth. Kevin Chilson fifth. And rounding out the top six, unofficially, Kenny Peoples Jr.
That's your top six that'll go from that heat into the draw for the feature position. One thing I wanted to mention, after we did our broadcast on the 16th for the Triple 15s, I was watching one of the internet forums that I watch quite a bit, racenewyork.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a poster on there that said he really, really enjoyed our call of the race that night.
That's always great to hear.
And please let us know about that. We'd really like to hear from you and see what you think. Constructive criticism, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're up for it.
Yeah. Because I know we hear from our advertisers, and there are a number of advertisers that we have on our broadcast that benefit from the fans listening to these broadcasts and then going and purchasing products from them. So we thank you, the fans, who do that as well. Well, 20 cars in the pits tonight, a little bit down from what we had back here on the 16th of June, which was 26. So no consolation events this evening. We will take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineup, and then we'll go modified racing, 358s here at Woodhull Raceway with tonight's 25-lap feature event. That's coming up next. You're listening to 358 Modified Racing from the high banks of the Woodhull Raceway in Woodhull, New York.
Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax is a one-step liquid cleaner plus carnauba wax that is fast and easy to use, saving you time while maintaining that race car shine. Moe's Gold has no harsh chemicals or abrasives, and it can be applied in the sun or shade. Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax works great on cars, trucks, boats, planes, RVs, and motorcycles. Moe's Gold Quick Wipe On, Wipe Off application is the most advanced formula on the market. No buffering required. Any vehicle looks and feels race car fast at a pit stop price with a Moe's Gold finish. Moe's Gold Advantage is only $11.99, and while supplies last, Moe's Gold Classic is just $9.99. To order, visit moesgold.com. That's M-O-S-G-O-L-D.com. Moe's Gold Polish is the official polish of OpenWheelToday.com, and be sure to listen to the live streaming audio race broadcast for the Moe's Gold clean move of the race. Moe's Gold Advantage, bringing the raceway to your driveway.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Woodhull Raceway. Lights just now beginning to come on. We do have a few towering cumulonimbus clouds off in the distance. The moon is rising off to our east, and there is no rain, and we're set to go with 358 modified feature event, 25 laps of distance. Here's Steve with tonight's starting lineup.
The top 12 drew for position for their feature lineup, and drawing the number one spot was the number three car of Joe Jin. Outside of him will be the 20 of Kenny Peoples Sr. Second row inside is Stacy Jackson. Outside of him is Frank Dunning. Third row inside is Billy Van Pelt, and we'll talk about him a little bit. Remember I mentioned in the heat that he stopped. We'll tell you what happened there. Outside of Billy is his car owner, Kevin Chilson. Fourth row inside, the 9X of Dale Welly. Outside of him, the 56 of Lee Bills. Fifth row inside is the son of Lee Bills, Mike Bills. Outside of him is Kenny Peoples Jr. in the number 88. Sixth row inside is Dylan Dewart, the number four, and outside of him is Ray Bliss. The next four rows were decided by their heads up from behind the sixth place finisher in the heats. Seventh row inside, Brian Doolittle. Outside of him, the 81 of Steve Hartman Sr. Eighth row inside, Mike Mahaney. Outside of him, Dave Du Bois. Inside, ninth row, Ronnie White. Outside of him, the 03 of Mark Frankhauser. And the final row is the 06 of Tim Guild. Outside of him is Ray Smith.
So we're set to go. 25 laps the distance. Four cars with sail panels on. Joe Jin and Kenny Peoples Sr. set to bring the field down to the drop of the green flag. Jin on the inside. It's up to him to kick the wheel. They come off of turn number four, and the green flag is out.
And side by side into turn one, Joe Jin and Kenny Peoples. Oh, a little bumper tag. Kenny Peoples in the back, Kenny Peoples Sr. in the back of Joe Jin.
He got a good run off the high banks between one and two and almost got sideways. Whoa, Joe Jin way out of shape. Off of the front, off of turn four. That stacked the field up. Here comes Frank Dunning. He almost gets out of shape.
Three wide.
It is rush hour on the BQE out there right now as they try to settle down. Joe Jin will lead here as we put lap number two on the record books.
And giving him everything he's got, it's the 31 of Frank Dunning. He's right beside him going into turn one up on the high side, Kenny Peoples Sr. And the 56 of Lee Bills gets turned around sideways and tagged in the left rear by the 27 of Ray Bliss. And Bliss's right front is broken.
And Ray Bliss, the winner back on July 10th, his second win of the season. And Bliss second in points again tonight. A non-points race except in the fact that they get 25 show-up points and damage on the right front and in the right front sheet metal department for the 27 yellow machine of Ray Bliss.
Bliss takes it to the pits. I couldn't tell. There was a shock bouncing around. I don't know if it was just a shock broke tower broke itself.
It looked like the shock bouncing around. Now, we were talking before. We had a little bit of rain for about 5 minutes, just big, big drops. You were telling me you were talking with Annie Harpel, motor of the ROC Dirt Modified Tour, Asphalt Modified Tour, and 5 Mile Point. He's had luck that some promoters would not want to have this year.
Surprisingly, he and I were talking Sunday. I was at Chemung Speedrome for the Asphalt ROC 150 down there, which, by the way, was a fantastic race. But anyways, back to talking with Andrew. He's hoping for rain out. He hasn't lost a show yet this year. And he said that the car counts are starting to dwindle a little bit because, you know, you're halfway through the season. Money's getting tight. But most of all, he'd like a rain out because tempers are getting short.
Delaware refile start here. Joe Jin on the point. About set to bring him down.
Well, it looks like it's going to give him the white. I was thinking the white was already out. But anyways, back to talking about Annie Harpel.
Mm-hmm.
He's hoping for a rainout because he says the tempers are getting short down there, and he tossed a guy for the season last week.
Wow.
And he went after somebody on a backstretch with a shovel. Anyway.
Well, that has to be a first at a dirt track with a shovel.
No.
First I've heard of it.
White flag has been displayed. Delaware restart. Joe Jin on the front all by himself brings him off from turn four with Frank Dunning right behind him.
Joe Jin will take the low side as they hustle down in that number one corner. Kenny Peoples on the outside, Dunning on the inside as they work the way off. One car, the 56 machine of Lee Bills, out of shape off of turn number two, gathers it back in as we put lap number three on the board.
Joe Jin still showing away with Frank Dunning and Kenny Peoples and Billy Van Pelt putting on a heck of a battle for the second, third, and fourth position.
Kenny Peoples Sr. on the outside trying to work the way around the highway and high side of the track, and Dale Welty ends up just missing the U-tire in between turns three and four. Caution out once again here on lap number four. So unfortunately, the modifieds, almost like the late models, are following the same pattern.
To correct you a little bit, that's Dylan DeWert down
Dylan.
There.
What did I say?
You said Dale Welty. That's the number sorry. Four of Dylan DeWert.
Sorry, Dale. I know he has the 9X car, one of the cars with the sail panels on there. Just been one of those days, you know?
Yeah. And going back just a little bit, we talked in the heat about Billy Van Pelt almost coming to a stop down in three and four. And mm-hmm. I didn't see it. I was watching some other stuff. I was talking to some friends of mine that did see it. What happened was Billy went into the corner really hard, washed up, got into Dylan DeWert, got Dylan out of shape. Billy stopped, almost stopped, and let Dylan catch up. And then once Dylan got back in front of him, he took off. Tells you what type of racer Billy Van Pelt is.
Mm-hmm. And before we forget, we also will be looking for and thinking about the Moe's Gold clean move of the race and who will be the recipient of that tonight, and that person's name will then go into the mix for the fans to listen to and help vote on for the Moe's Gold clean move of the year.
And speaking of Moe's Gold recipient,
mm-hmm.
I got a bottle of it right here.
There you go.
You brought it to me tonight. I can't wait to get home and give it a whirl on my truck. And you were mentioning it says on here use on boats too.
Oh yeah.
I might have to try it on my boat.
There you go. It works so well on airplanes, motorcycles.
It says cars, motorcycles, boats, planes, trucks, and RVs.
And it's made in the USA, which is the great part about it.
The official polish in ARCA and the DirtTrackChannel.com.
And OpenWheelToday.com.
Yep, there you go.
Yep, both of us. And we thank Joe and Trish Mobley for their support of auto racing.
And looks like we're going to get the white flag once again.
Was it me or Joe Jin sort of taking an in-between line coming through three and four last time? Not so much high or low. It was sort of a in-between line.
Well, there's a lot of experience following Joe Jin around that racetrack.
True.
Of course, you got Billy Van Pelt there, multi-time track champion. Frank Dunning, How many wins has he got this year?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Peoples has been racing almost as long as I've been alive. He's probably older than the dirt here on the racetrack.
That was Mr. Kellogg there, Mr. Peoples, not me saying that. Off of turn number four, green flag is out as Jim kicks the wheel, dives down to the low side, and he'll pull Frank Dunning with him. And Billy Van Pelt will go to the high side through one and two.
Looks like the fast way is the high side again. Billy gets by the 31 of Frank Dunning, and he's side by side with Joe Jin going into turn three.
Meanwhile, behind them, Mike Bills trying to do a little surfing there down the backstretch. He gathers it back in, keeps it going. Three wide off of turn number two. Battle for the lead now. Here comes Billy the Kid Van Pelt working to the high side. Joe Jin on the low side. Van Pelt just hiking that left front a little bit, and he'll take the lead at the start-finish line here on lap number six.
Gee, what a surprise.
And now he opens up about a three-car length lead. Joe Jin running in second. Frank Dunning in third. Kevin Chilson in fourth. Dale Welty in fifth. Kenny Peoples Jr. in sixth. And the car slowing off the high side.
Last week's winner, Mike Bills. He went off from the backside going into turn three and didn't gather it in. And
he had some problems because he was there that way the lap before he was going down the back stretch. And a beautiful sunset out to our west, and the sun illuminating the thunderstorm clouds well off to the north. So hopefully the areas that need the rain are getting the rain. And I know down in central Pennsylvania, the corn crop has suffered tremendously this year.
I had some sweet corn the other day. It's pretty good.
Well, I had some sweet corn myself. It was very good, but it's smaller than usual this year. And when you have days of 102, 103, 104, 104, it gets a little tough to keep that corn going.
You know what's really bad is when you have a nice warm day in the midweek and you go to a racetrack and you got your heart set on a nice big chocolate ice cream cone.
I knew you were going to say that.
And they don't open the ice cream stand.
What's up with that?
Oh, well.
Well, we can't always have everything.
By the looks of me, I didn't eat any ice cream anyways.
No, but the ice cream here is, like the rest of the food, very, very good. And one of the few places where you can find fried dough. But why they put their butter on fried dough and then the 10X sugar on top of it, I don't know.
Well, I'm not a fried dough guy. But anyways, we're single file restart. Three yellows and we go single file.
Seven laps in the books. Green flag is out. Billy Van Pelt will take him down to that number one turn, and he'll take it to the high side. Joe Jin will follow in his tracks. Frank Dunning in third. Here comes Dale Welty. He is on the charge right now.
I was just looking to see where he started. He started inside the fourth row, seventh position, and he takes the fourth position at the line.
And he has Kevin Chilson with him down on the low side between one and two. Here comes Joe Jin. Jin getting a good run that time. Kenny Peoples Sr. off on the backstretch.
Way off on the backstretch.
He's doing a little plowing on the backside there. Gathers it back in, but lost about six or seven spots as we work now on lap number 10 next time by in our 25-lap feature event. Don't look now, but Joe Jin is right back on the rear deck of Billy Van Pelt. Van Pelt to the low side, perilously close to the inside U-tire down off of turn number four, but somehow he's able to pull Jin down the front stretch, but Jin gets the run off of turn number two.
Billy's got the power off the corner, and Joe Jin's got the momentum on top of the corners, and that's what's keeping them equal right now. But they're about 10 car lengths back to the 31 of Frank Dunning.
Oh, and jumping the cushion off of turn number four was Dale Welty. Yep. And Dale lost the spot back to fifth. Frank Dunning now holding on to third, but the battle up front really beginning to heat up. This is not a Billy Van Pelt runaway. Joe Jin is giving him everything he has, puts that right rear tire up along the cushion, and closes down the backstretch to a car length as they work the way through three and four.
Well, there's basically only two grooves on a racetrack. On the bottom of the very top, and there's, oh!
Oh, they tap!
Jin gets into Billy down the front stretch right in front of the flag stand, and Billy reels it back in.
Oh,
what a job.
Halfway mark, that maybe the, I don't know, that's a clean move of the race, but I'll tell you one thing, how that started was Van Pelt came up and nearly hit the inside U-tire, washed up, and then Jin trying to get the run. Boy, oh boy, that was a close call, because if those two guys had gotten together and spun out in front of the field, we are in serious trouble.
Lesser driver, and we'd have had another yellow right there. They're going to be in lap traffic here real quick.
Little bit of sheet metal damage in the right rear quarter panel to Billy Van Pelt. Now they're both in the same tire track. Whoa, Jin pushes up that time. Van Pelt opens up a 10-car length lead as they come up on the back markers. Ray Smith and the likable Mark Frankhaus.
Billy's right back up to the top side. He puts away Ray Smith. Going after Frankhauser right now, and he's gathered up about a six-car length lead over Joe Ginn.
Frank Dunning still running in third. Dale Welty and Kevin Chilson, good battle for fourth. Heat winner Stacy Jackson in fifth at the moment. They're running the high side through one and two. 17 laps are in the books. Whoa, Ginn off the backstretch momentarily. Gathers it back in, running the same groove as Billy Van Pelt, but he's almost a half straightaway behind now after contending for the lead and then the contact here on the front straightaway.
Billy's going low on a very low side in one and two, and he's gone back to the low side in three and four. I've got a feeling there's a little bit more bite on the bottom, but the momentum on the top might be the place to be.
And he is just carving his way through lap traffic coming up on the Brian Doolittle machine. And right behind, in front of Mike Brian, is Tim Guild as Van Pelt working a low line coming off the turn number four. Five to go this time by. Five laps to go. And here comes Joe Ginn starting to close it in just a little bit, but I think he's going to run out of time and wonder if he has some damage internally from the hit.
He could have some damage on the front end, making the handling going away on him. He's still doing a masterful job in second place. Frank Dunning in third, Dale Weldy fourth, Kevin Chilson fifth. Stacy Jackson, Steve Hartman, and Mike Mahaney, Dylan DeWert, and Dave DuBois. That's what I have so far unofficially.
Billy Van Pelt now almost a full straightaway lead over Joe Ginn as Frank Dunning works his way through lap traffic on the low side. Van Pelt now out there for a Sunday afternoon drive on a Wednesday night, coming up on two to go this time by. Two laps to go for Billy the Kid Van Pelt, the points leader here, looking to pick up win number seven and his first win here at the track since June 19th.
And he's got almost a straightaway lead on Joe Ginn now, coming for the white flag underneath the lap car of Kenny Peoples Sr. There's the white flag.
And Billy Van Pelt now will take it down to the low side through one and two, cranks it sideways, straightens the wheels off, moves it down the back stretch. He has about a straightaway and then some lead over second place Joe Ginn. Off a turn number four, win number eight for Billy the Kid Van Pelt. Here tonight on a Wednesday evening special at the Woodhull Raceway, Joe Ginn, a good run for second. Third goes to Frank Dunning, fourth Dale Welty, fifth Kevin Chilson, and it looks like unofficially fifth all the way from the inside of row number eight, Mike Mahaney.
I've got my top five, Billy Van Pelt, Joe Ginn, Frank Dunning, Dale Welty, and Kevin Chilson as the fifth place car.
Okay.
That gives all three of the Kevin Chilson cars in the top five.
And of course, we will have a complete full field rundown for you in just a moment or two. We're going to step aside, take a break, throw it down to Kenny Shupin, Victory Lane, hear what Billy Van Pelt has to say about that contact there at the cross flags in our feature. And we're going to figure out what the clean move of the race was. That's going to be...
I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. You take a chance to take a listen to some of our great sponsors. And we're back with more Woodhull. Billy Van Pelt, win number eight on the season here at the track. We're back with more right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Eighth trip to Victory Lane. Some anxious moments there. Ginn was running the bottom. You were working the top. You got to the point. Then you switched lanes, and it looked like he was staying right with you there. In fact, he got into you there when you guys were coming down the front straightaway. You had one of those good runs coming off four. But after that, you really started to hit your groove, and then you opened it up by about 10 or 12 car lengths.
I was just trying to get it as smooth as I could there and hit my marks. And I was really fast on the top, but I kept thinking, if somebody's fast on the bottom, they're going to get by me. And I thought if I could get back down there and just try to run the bottom as smooth as I could, it paid off. I mean, I could be able to run both the top and the bottom. And when I got heat in my tire, it really started working good on the bottom, and I could really carry a lot of momentum.
Frank, who usually is good on the bottom, just seemed to not quite have the setup there tonight. If anybody was going to hit the mark on the bottom, I think it would have been him. But Joey did a good job tonight. Like I said, he kept pace with you there for a while, but the closing laps, you were just a little bit too tough for him.
I try to set a wicked pace as fast as I can, so it makes everybody have to pick their game up too. And I mean, I've been taught by the best. I've been taught by Kurt, Steve Payne. You know, I race with the Hearns and all them guys, and you got to learn to really pick up the pace. And that's what I've had to do. And when I come here, I try to do the best I can and represent my team as best I can and try to represent our class as best I can.
Another good night for Kevin Chilson Racing, as all three of you were in the top five. Again, I think Frank was third and Kevin was fifth, so another good run.
Oh, that's awesome. They're a good group of guys. We've been having a ball with each other all year long, and Kevin told me last night, he just said, you know, you're having a little struggle here, just kind of calm down and it'll come back to you, you know. And even as a veteran as I am, I still need to talk into it to tell me to calm down and try to do what we can. And even in the heat there, when I thought I could clear Dylan, and I touched him and then I let him go, and I went up and apologized to him and I said, you see, I let you go, and then I tried to come back, see if I could pass you clean, and he was pretty thankful for that. So everything was all cool there.
Great supporting cast. How about some of your sponsors, Billy? You can't play the game without the help of a great marketing team.
I can't, you know, can't thank them enough. We got Instant Heat Wood Pellets, Spiegel's, Mullen Carpet, Colonial Hotel, Two Rivers Timbers, The Green Shingles. We got Cookie's Goat Cart Track, a good place to go on Thursday nights if guys are looking for a lot of action for the young and up-and-comers. They're going to be there tomorrow. And again, I want to thank my crew. I want to thank Gary, Martin, Guy. I'm drawing a blank. But
Chipper.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Chip. Oh, yeah. You got to get Chip and Doug and Lindley. Lindley comes up and helps them all, too. So, I mean, it's been a great time.
We got some great folks here tonight from the Whitesville House, which I'm sure you've been there a few times. One question I got for you, one quick question. You've had well over 100 feature wins here at Woodhull. Do you know what the exact total is? You got to be up around the 150 mark now, right?
I put a total together for a person to put on a card for down to the Corning NASCAR night, and it was up to 146.
So tonight's 147. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? What a tremendous career. 147 A-Main feature wins. Let's get the folks from the Whitesville House in here. And as we wrap things up in the Instant Heat Wood Pellets Front Straightaway Victory Lane, one more time, ladies and gentlemen, out of Harrison Valley, Pennsylvania, he found the quick way around the high banks. Let's give it up for Billy the Kid Van Pelt.
Well, Steve, it was quite interesting to hear Billy mention that even as a veteran, as a driver he is, he needed a little talking to calm down. That's a pretty savvy veteran right there.
I would think it'd be the other way around. I figured Billy would be talking to Kevin and Frank on the team. But I guess with Kevin being the owner, you got to listen to what he says.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. And as he said, he tried to get as much distance as he could. But I'll tell you, I have to wonder what would have happened if they did not have that contact on that front straightaway. That was going to be a pretty good battle between him and Joe Jin.
Like we said in the call of the race, it looked like Joe Jin might have had some front end damage after that because he just slowed up. But he still did a great job for a young guy coming up, and finishing second to Billy Van Pelt is nothing to be ashamed of.
And so that brings us to, before we get to tonight's final rundown, which we just got off hot the press, it's time to unveil tonight's Moe's Gold clean move of the race.
No-brainer. When Billy caught it after Joe Jin got into him right underneath the flag stand, a lesser driver, that would have been a yellow. The car would have been facing the other direction. No doubt in my mind.
And I have to agree with you. So let's go back into the race. Here it is, lap 15. The guys had just taken the cross flags, and here's what happened as they went down the front stretch underneath the flag stand.
But the battle up front, Roy beginning to heat up. This is not a Billy Van Pelt runaway. Joe Jin is giving him everything he has, puts that right rear tire up along the cushion, and closes down the backstretch to a car length as they work the way through three and four.
Well, there's basically only two grooves on the racetrack. On the bottom of the very top, and there's, oh!
Oh, they tap!
Jin gets into Billy down the front stretch right in front of the flag stand, and Billy reels it back in.
Oh,
what
wow.
A job.
Halfway mark, that maybe the, I don't know, that's a clean move of the race, but I'll tell you one thing, how that started was Van Pelt came up and nearly hit the inside U-tire, washed up, and then Jin trying to get the run. Boy, oh boy, that was a close call, because if those two guys had gotten together and spun out in front of the field, we are in serious trouble.
Lesser driver, and we'd have had another yellow right there. They're going to be in a lap.
And there's tonight's Moe's Goal clean move of the race. Moe's Goal Polish. Fast clean, fast shine, fast polish. And a portion of each bottle sold goes to help support our men and women in the military. And, of course, Steve wearing his United States Navy proud dad shirt, and he is a very proud dad of his son serving aboard the USS Hawaii. Steve, the final rundown here for the night's midweek special for the 25-lap 358 modified feature event.
Well, as we mentioned, Billy Van Pelt taking yet another win here, his 147th win here at Woodhull Raceway, followed by Joe Jin, great run by Joe. Frank Dunning in third, Dale Weldy fourth, and team owner Kevin Chilson rounding out top five. The next five was Mike Mahaney, Stacy Jackson, Steve Hartman Sr., Dylan DeWert, and Dave Dubois. The rest of the field was Kenny Peoples Jr., Ronnie White, Kenny Peoples Sr., Tim Guild, Mark Frankhausen, Ray Smith, Brian Doolittle, Mike Bills, Lee Bills, and Ray Bliss rounding out the field.
So again, win number 147 in his illustrious career here at the Woodhull Raceway. Steve, your final thoughts on tonight's 25-lap feature event.
Well, as always, I enjoy coming over here to Woodhull Raceway, not only because it's close to home for me, but it's a lot of familiar faces and some absolutely fantastic racing. The late models struggled a little bit tonight, but the modifieds put on a good show, and I'm always happy to see a young guy like Joe Jin have a great finish like that. And all in all, probably one of my favorite tracks to come to.
And I have to agree with you there. Joe Jin, a great run for him this afternoon here at the Woodhull Raceway. We will be back with you from Woodhull on the 31st. We have a loaded slate that night. ASCS Sprint Cars and the 410 Sprint Car Express, not only their heats and their regular feature, but the ASCS makeup feature, plus a full slate of 358 modifieds the night before Steve and I are at Clinton County for the ARDC Midgets and the 410 360 Challenge as well. So we got a busy weekend and a number of webcasts coming your way. And, of course, on August 10th, we'll have the broadcast from the Penn Can Speedway. Our good Al Wilcox and Reed Miller down there giving us their hospitality to have the hot summer nights RLC. So you and I are going to be on the road quite a bit together here in the next few weeks.
And I'm really looking forward to it. Let's just hope the weather holds and Mother Nature is good to us and lets us get all these shows on the air.
Well, she was good to us tonight. A few raindrops around the area, but we went rain-free throughout in the great night of racing here at the Woodhull Raceway. Again, thanks to Tid White and his girlfriend Brandy for their hospitality, as well as thanks to Kenny Shupp for stopping by and joining us on our pre-race show. Again, it was a thriller here this evening at the Woodhull Raceway. Billy Van Pelt comes home the winner, win number 8 on the season here at Woodhull, win number 147 in his career. For Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next weekend from the Woodhull and Clinton County Raceway. Sprint cars, midgets, and modifieds, a triple header weekend. Hope to have you join us right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. From the Woodhull Raceway, good night, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.